Phoneboy Speaks, episode 751, Mobile Phone Network in a Box.
It seems like I've covered this in the recent past, and I suppose I could go look it up and go see if I have, but there's the story has come around again where a company has basically put a what works out to a cellular phone network in a box. And the idea is that these things can be deployed by, you know, in regions where there's no infrastructure whatsoever. And, you know, you can put a tower up just like in trees or whatever, and then actually, you know, connect it to some sort of backhaul to get to, to get to some other network. But the idea is that it's actually, the network is more localized, right? So in these remote villages where people are were fairly spread out and there's not a lot of infrastructure, you could actually set up one of these and have it connect to, say, a satellite so that you can get out to the real world. And, and of course, these boxes are actually being deployed in areas where, they're doing it illegally, admittedly, and they're actually trying, but the alternative is that if a large mobile network operator came in, there's not enough people there to be worth putting up, you know, boxes, you know, or towers and equipment that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. This box that has a network costs like $6,000. Now, this is being talked about, you know, in terms of very small areas in third world countries. But I could imagine something like this being very useful in places where the AT&Ts and the Verizons of the world don't want to build anything. This could be something a local community could set up. Now, granted, they'd probably have to go, you know, they might have issues getting access to the spectrum used for this stuff, and that's definitely going to be an issue. But imagine that they could, you know, if that could happen, right? So if the, you know, what I think is really awesome about the fact that you can deploy a cell tower and connect it to some sort of backhaul with SIM cards and stuff and do it for, you know, say, you know, like $6,000, which is what's quoted in this article, communities could become self-sufficient, right? And again, you know, maybe, you know, for, you know, a specific area, that may not be a bad thing, right? And, you know, having your own, setting up your own network that's not being maintained, that is local for your community, and you can even extend it very easily. I guess you can put another one up and have it connect to something. But the point is that communities could be in charge of their own network, where companies, again, like AT&T and Verizon, who are historically bad at serving, you know, very small rural places because it's not profitable to do so. Well, communities could do it themselves, and I think that's great. Now, of course, you know, as I say, there's some legal issues that you definitely have to sort through in the States, but I think that's a great thing. Obviously I'm going to be watching this technology, but I think it has implications even in the United States. I could certainly see Verizon and AT&T, even if they wanted to, you know, maybe deploy this stuff, but maybe it only does 2G. I haven't looked into it that closely. It's certainly great for just basic connectivity, which, you know, in some places that's really all you need, right? I don't know that it does 4G LTE, whatever, but that seems to be what the focus of everybody's connectivity needs are these days. But maybe something like this, right? I mean, this is just, you know, like first couple generations of this. Maybe this technology improves so it does do 4G LTE or 5G or whatever. But I think you got to keep an eye on this, because I think this has the potential to be something very, very, very disruptive. And I hope we see more things like this. And I hope that, we see that these kinds of things even become standard, commonplace. And that, you know, as I say, communities and even in developed part of the world leverage this kind of technology to get the people that live in the area, any connectivity. Because any connectivity is better than none, for sure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.